We know you will thoroughly enjoy the next part on our program this afternoon, a much anticipated Bible drama. Please remember that no one is allowed on or around the stage to take pictures during the drama. Although cameras, video recorders, and other mobile recording devices are permitted if operated from your seat, please be considerate of others by not blocking their view. And please do not use flash or other forms of electronic lighting. No cameras or recording devices are to be connected to the electrical and sound systems of this convention, nor should equipment be placed in aisles or in traffic areas. Over the past 3 days, we have considered many of God's promises concerning our future. Yet, why are we convinced that Jehovah will fulfill everything that He has spoken? The events witnessed by God's faithful servant Joshua will help answer this question, and they will strengthen us to face the future with courage. So let us watch, listen, and enjoy as Brother Lyle Nichols from the Lacombe congregation and his cast present the live stage drama, Not One Word Has Failed.
Greetings. My name is Joshua, of the tribe of Ephraim, of the family of Joseph. I was Moses' attendant. After Moses' death, I was appointed by Jehovah to lead the nation of Israel across the Jordan into the promised land. Jehovah said to me,
"Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will neither desert you nor abandon you. Be courageous and strong, for you are the one who will cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers I would give to them."
I took those words seriously. There was no doubt in my mind that Jehovah would fulfill what He had spoken regarding His people. Every word of His to my forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, had come true. There is no need to doubt Jehovah in any matter. We may not know exactly how things will work out, but Jehovah's word will surely take place. I stand before you today to strengthen your faith and your confidence in Jehovah, our God. So let us now go back in time some 3,500 years. As our story develops, you will see how not one word of Jehovah has failed.
"Moses, my servant, is dead. Now get up, cross the Jordan, you and all this people, and go into the land that I am giving to them."
"Joshua, you seem to be deep in thought. What are you thinking about? The land of promise?"
"No, I'm thinking about the heart of our people."
"What do you mean?"
40 years, Caleb. For 40 years we have wandered through this wilderness. And for what reason? The people's lack of faith."
"I well remember how, right after we left Egypt, Moses sent you and me and 10 others to spy out the promised land. You and I brought back a favorable report. The others stirred up fear."
"The 10 spies, Caleb, reflected the collective heart of the people. How quickly they turned against us."
"I remember. They even threatened to stone us."
"Yes, they were overcome with fear, and they thought that the Anakim, the so-called giants, were the Nephilim, the offspring of demons. I can still remember their faithless complaints."
"Moses, these are not ordinary men. They will crush us as if we were grasshoppers. It would be folly to confront them."
"Moses, think. How can we possibly conquer such people? Their cities are fortified. We will never breach their walls.
Think of what they will do to our wives and children.
How quickly they forgot Jehovah's mighty acts in Egypt.
Yes, but those faithless ones are gone. This new generation is different. They're full of zeal, ready to obey, eager to get into the promised land.
Now we stand before another body of water, the Jordan River, ready to cross. Will this new generation have the courage and the faith to enter the land of their inheritance? Jehovah spoke to me only this morning.
What did he say?
Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will neither desert you nor abandon you. Be courageous and strong.
Caleb, there is no doubt in my heart. Jehovah will not leave us. But we must put our full trust in him. We must show unwavering obedience. Our enemy is strong, but Jehovah is stronger.
With Jehovah's help, we will succeed. I have been waiting 40 years for this.
Pass throughout the camp, Caleb. Command the officers and the people. Get provisions ready, because we are about to cross the Jordan to take possession of the land that Jehovah is giving us.
It shall be done.
Where are my two spies?
Here we are, Joshua.
Go. Take a look at the land and at Jericho. Report back to me what you have found.
We will return to you shortly.
Men have been sent by God.
Of which God do you speak?
Why, Jehovah, the God of the Israelites. He must have brought you to my house.
What do you know of this God?
We all have heard what Jehovah did to the Egyptian army and to Pharaoh. I do know that Jehovah will give you the land.
Us?
Yes, I know that you are Israelites. Do not be concerned. The fear of you has fallen upon everyone in the city. For we have all heard how Jehovah dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you when you left Egypt.
Speak more softly.
And when we heard that you defeated Sihon and Og, we lost heart. No one has the courage to stand up to you. For Jehovah your God is stronger than our gods, and he fights for you.
Open up! Open this door!
Who is it?
Open this door now, in the name of the King of Jericho.
I'm coming. Quick, this way, up the steps to the roof. Cover yourselves with the stalks of flax.
Open up!
Just a moment.
Bring out the men who came to you.
What men? Men come and go from here at all hours of the day and night.
The strangers who have come into your house, they are spies from the camp of Israel. They have come to spy out the city and all the land.
Where are they?
I do not know who you mean. Oh, now I remember. There were two men who came to me, but I did not know where they were from. Excuse me, I had to consider who you meant by...
You knew exactly who we were talking about. Where are they? Bring them out to us.
There's no one else here, as you can see.
Check the roof.
Sir... There were two men. That much I know. But when the city gate was about to be closed, the men left and went out into the dark. I just don't know where they have gone.
There's nothing up there but some flax drying.
If you quickly chase after them, you will catch up with them.
Come on, then.
You had better not be lying. If we don't find them, we'll be back.
Come on. Stop talking. We have to get going.
They're gone. Come down, quickly.
Thank you. We owe you our lives.
You owe your lives to your God. He rescued you from their hands.
Do you really believe this?
Yes, with all my heart.
Only from what you have heard?
Yes, I believe that every word that Jehovah speaks will never fail. And now, please, swear to me by Jehovah that because I showed loyal love to you, you will also show loyal love to my father's household. And you must give me a sign of good faith. You must spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them. And you must save us from death.
What is your name?
I am called Rahab.
Rahab, if you do not tell about our mission, then we will show loyal love and faithfulness toward you when Jehovah gives us the land.
Here is a rope. They must have closed the city gate by now. Descend from this window. There are no guards on this side of the wall. No one will see you in the dark.
Thank you.
Go to the mountains and hide there for 3 days so that those pursuing you may not find you. Then you may return to your people.
And you?
Do not worry about me.
We will be free from guilt respecting this oath of yours. Look, when we come into the land, this cord of scarlet thread you should hang outside the window, and all your father's household you should gather into the house and stay inside.
Let it be according to your words. May your God Jehovah be with you, and with me and my family.
Jericho fell, and Rahab and her family were spared. Jehovah had decreed that everything in the city be destroyed, though all the silver and gold were to be delivered to his treasury. No one was to take anything for himself.
Aiken, what is it? Why are you looking so smug?
We are rich, dear one.
Rich? What are you talking about?
See for yourselves. Give that to me. That's mine.
You have done well, my husband.
I took it from the rich, selfish, ungodly Canaanites.
Did anyone see you?
No, I was careful.
Are you sure?
Yes. No one could possibly know.
Father, this will give us a good start in the Promised Land.
But we must hide all of these treasures.
Yes. Keep them hidden. What no one sees, no one knows. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Come then. Let us hide all of it.
When we attacked the city of Ai, we suffered defeat. Jehovah then revealed that someone had taken something that was to be destroyed and had stolen gold and silver meant for Jehovah's treasury. The next morning, Jehovah had all Israel come near, tribe by tribe, family by family, household by household, man by man. Finally, Jehovah revealed the disobedient man. My son.
My lord.
Please, honor Jehovah, the God of Israel, and make confession to him. Tell me, please, what you have done. Do not hide it from me.
For a fact, I am the one who sinned against Jehovah, the God of Israel. when I saw among the spoil of Jehovah an official garment from Shinar? Such a good-looking one.
And?
Yes, and 200 shekels of silver.
Go on.
Yes, and one gold bar weighing 50 shekels.
Achan, why did you take them?
I desired them. So I took them.
But why? Look at me. Did you not hear the same words we all heard? The instructions were clear. The city was to be devoted to destruction. Were you not aware that it and everything in it belonged to Jehovah?
Yes, I was.
And yet you stole these things?
Yes.
Why? What does this garment from Shinar mean to you?
It was... You have to see it, Joshua. It is beautiful. It is one whole piece, the finest material, fit for a king. I have never seen such brilliant colors.
Enough, my son, enough. Tell me, where is it?
It is hidden in the ground, inside my tent, with the money underneath it.
Go, Ishbak. See if these words are true. Nedaviah, go and find his family. Achan, did you not know that Jehovah would see you?
I didn't think of that.
You had no need of these things. You have a bull and a donkey and a flock.
I don't know what to say. For a fact, I have sinned against Jehovah, the God of Israel.
Why have you brought disaster upon us? Jehovah will bring disaster upon you on this day. Nedaviah, take them away. Jehovah warned that willful disobedience brings bad consequences. Achan's case shows that in this way too, Jehovah's word never fails. But what of the Canaanites? Jehovah gave his word that they would be destroyed. This also came true. But we could not always foresee how things would work out. Who are you? You are not of our people. Where do you men come from?
We have come from a very distant land. Now please, my lord, make a covenant of peace with us.
Please, my lord, we are your servants.
How could we make a covenant with you? That may not be possible. We must be careful to obey the direction from Jehovah. Perhaps you are dwelling nearby.
No, my lord. We've come from far away, from a very distant land. We have heard of the fame of Jehovah your God, and of all that he did in Egypt, and how he defeated two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, just as he said he would do.
So our elders and all the inhabitants of our land told us, take provisions with you for the journey, and go to meet them. Tell them, we will be your servants. Now make a covenant with us. See this bread of ours. It was still hot on the day we left our houses to come here to you. And now, look, it is dry and crumbly.
And these wineskins were new when we filled them, but now they have burst. And our garments and sandals have worn out because of the great length of the journey.
I must discuss this matter with the older men. What do you think?
They seem to be sincere.
And they have evidence to back up their story.
Let it be just as you have spoken. We make a covenant of peace with you and your people.
Please, swear to us.
We do swear to you.
I do swear also.
And so do all of us.
Joshua, the men with whom we made a covenant just 3 days ago, they lied to us. They are not from far away. They are from Gibeon, only a day's march from here.
Are the men still in the camp?
They are.
Bring them to me. Why did you trick us by saying we are from a place very far away from you, when you really live right among us? From now on, you are cursed, and you will always occupy a slave's position as gatherers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God.
It was because your servants were plainly told that Jehovah your God had commanded Moses, his servant, to give you all the land and to annihilate all its inhabitants. So we were afraid for our lives.
We know that whatever Jehovah declares will surely come true.
And now we are at your mercy.
Do to us whatever you think is good and right.
So may our word prove to be. We have sworn to a covenant of peace with you. You will come to no harm. The other Canaanites were already preparing to fight us. Just imagine what took place when they heard what the Gibeonites had done.
Counselors, what are we to do? You know the situation. The whole city of Jebus is in turmoil. The people are paralyzed with fear.
It is true, my lord the king.
I haven't slept for 3 nights.
May Baal grant you peace, O king.
Peace? Israel has crossed the Jordan and defeated Jericho and Ai. Soon they will be at our gates. The people are saying that their god Jehovah parted the river at flood stage, and that he made Jericho's walls fall flat.
I find that hard to believe, O king.
The fact is, General Zaham, that Jericho and Ai are no more. Do you believe that?
There is something else you need to know, my lord.
What is it? Speak, Enlil.
The Gibeonites have defected. They have made peace with Israel.
What? How do you know that?
The report has just come in. We have confirmed that it is true.
No! Gibeon is a great city, even stronger than Ai. All its men are warriors. Why would they do such a thing?
They believe that Jehovah will help Israel conquer all of our cities.
Ah, ridiculous! Baal is stronger than Jehovah. Has not Baal blessed us for all the sacrifices we have offered him?
He will protect us.
Why didn't Baal protect Jericho and Ai, priest? Didn't they have enough sacred orgies? Sacrifice enough of their children?
Oh, king, these Israelites want to destroy our culture, our traditions, our very identity.
Worship aside, O king, we need to be practical. We cannot leave Gibeon unpunished. If we do, other cities may side with Israel.
So, what do you advise?
I recommend that we gather together with the other kings of Canaan and march against Gibeon immediately.
Baal will march with you. My lord, may I say something?
Speak, Enlil.
Perhaps Gibeon's decision was not entirely unwise.
Explain yourself.
We're not confronting merely an army of men, my lord. We face a powerful God who fights for those people. Gibeon understands that.
So what do you suggest? That we capitulate to Israel?
Perhaps that's the course of wisdom.
Wisdom? What kind of man are you?
Did you not hear how Jehovah freed Israel from Egypt? And what he did to Pharaoh's army at the Red Sea? The Egyptian army was far stronger than ours, but it was wiped out in a single day.
Are you letting those rumors frighten you, old man? There is little truth in them.
My lord the king, they are not merely rumors. I have spoken with men from Egypt who saw these things happen with their own eyes.
Ah, that legend is more than 40 years old. We must be realistic, O king. We need not cower before the enemy. Israel is weak and unskilled in warfare. We need to act, and act now.
You speak well, Zaham. Send for the other kings and their armies. First, we shall punish Gibeon. Then, by the might of Baal, we shall annihilate Israel. No more will the name of Jehovah be mentioned in this land.
And the five kings of the Amorites came and camped against Gibeon to war against it. At that, the men of Gibeon sent to me, saying, "Come quickly and rescue us." So we went up, and Jehovah said to me,
"Do not be afraid of them, for I have handed them over to you. Not one of them will be able to stand against you."
Once again, Jehovah's word came true. As the kings and their armies ran away from before us, Jehovah hurled great hailstones on them, so that more died from the hail than from the swords of our fighting men. But the sun was starting to set. It was then that I called out to Jehovah before the eyes of Israel, saying, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon over the valley of Aijalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon did not move until the nation could take vengeance on its enemies. I enjoyed a long and eventful life, and I saw many miracles. I saw Jehovah's 10 plagues on the Egyptians, how he brought us through the Red Sea while he destroyed the Egyptian army, how he provided food and water for us in the wilderness, how he fought for us time after time and protected us from our many enemies and brought us safely into the promised land. And I have learned many things. I have learned to accept Jehovah's discipline and to trust in his word with all my heart. In the case of Rahab, I saw how faith and firm conviction can transform us as we keep making the truth our own. In Achan's case, I saw how vital it is to root out selfishness from our heart and to obey Jehovah's words fully. And the most important thing I have learned, I can testify with all my heart and with all my soul that not one word out of all the good promises that Jehovah has spoken, not one word has failed, and not one word ever will. They will all come true.
What a compelling presentation. And how we appreciate those persuasive lessons about the need for implicit obedience and firm conviction. We're grateful to Brother Nichols and his cast for their fine work in presenting this.